Welcome to Awakening Matters with your host, Cynthia Sloan. I send you blessings today on this celebration of Earth Day 2026. And most certainly, Earth Day is a day that I know in my heart I would love for humanity to be able to celebrate Earth Day every day. And so I think we do to the extent that we can. I certainly do in my own way. And I would hope, as I trust, that Mother Earth, who has been here, or Earth, however you relate or contemplate that beautiful soul, has been here for 4 billion years, give or take a few. Because in our humanity, we can guesstimate to the best of our ability. But Mother Earth, I was contemplating today how Earth, being Earth Day, is such an important day for focus and intention and conversation, if available, as well as listening and co-creating how to heal Earth from many of the toxic aspects of humanity being here. And so not only do we as a human consciousness want to clean up humanity, want to clean up Mother Earth for the toxic reasons that affect humanity in itself, but most certainly today of all days is the concept that has resonated with me, and that is to clean up the toxicity that humanity has left on the earth for centuries upon centuries. And so we do that when we can, as we can, all the time, together, most importantly, individually. And Earth is, I was thinking about Earth today, and I was thinking about Earth, the water on Mother Earth, and I was thinking about the different bodies of water, from streams to oceans to lakes, etc. And I was thinking about that in relationship to the human body and how the bloodstream and different things mirror in our human form, mirror Earth's body of work to a degree as well. Certainly perception might be one person's perception, but not another's. But the mountains and the valleys and so much of the tree beings or trees, I call them tree beings, and I call Earth Mother Earth, etc. And on Awakening Matters, you make it your own. I'm sharing with you what resonates with me on this beautiful, beautiful soul called Earth. And I do believe Earth has a soul, no question, and a heartbeat, and is a very strong life force. And so I was reflecting and talking to the consciousness of the core of Mother Earth, as well as all the beings, the animal kingdom, the insect kingdom, the sky nation, star nation, the planetary alignment of all that is in alignment to Mother Earth. And wondered in my human mind if Mother Earth ever felt a burden or a heaviness, or a stress, or a imbalance of all that is occurring at all at one time. Does Mother Earth even experience time the way that we have created time to literally create calendars to mark our journey? And so I've received a tremendous amount of dialogue, and I was so grateful in my sacred heart to be able to talk to all the beings on Mother Earth from one side of the world to the other. And before I go into what was said, I just wanted to share that if you're sitting, if you're upset or you're in a good place, a celebratory place, or you're feeling anxiety or what have you, and you sit in nature, oftentimes, not always, but more often than not, getting outside, walking or sitting near water or putting your feet in the water or even gazing at the sky produces more, for more often than not for people, a what I call environmental medicine. And that means all of a sudden you're experiencing that a weight's been lifted. You're experiencing joy if you were holding sorrow, or you're experiencing peace if you were holding angst. You're experiencing healing if you are were sitting there feeling unwell. And so where does all that come from? It comes from so many facets, because within Mother Earth there is bone, there is metal, there is magnetism, there is vibration, there is frequency, there's consciousness, there is everything from the tip of a leaf of a tree talking to the earth. And that's what I was going to share with you, is that what I have found myself is that if I am talking to one tree, I have witnessed myself, literally have witnessed that the tree consciousness, it doesn't have to be the same tree, it doesn't have to be the same place, but that there's a root system. And that root system is a communication system, and it is highly, highly sophisticated, far beyond what humanity can conceive of. And that is that Mother Earth's ability to communicate with herself, her body of work, just like our own bodies communicate with us, whether it's not feeling well emotionally, mentally, spiritually, or physically, that that body of work that we walk around in, our body, our personal planet, if you will, that Mother Earth as well has a consciousness and has the ability to communicate with herself, to calibrate and balance herself out, and will do so through whatever means necessary. Now, talking about trees and communication and the sophistication of communication is that leaning against a tree, when I talk to a tree or when I'm witnessing a leaf moving, etc., I am in awe of the love and the beauty and the light of that consciousness and its ability to travel through Mother Earth and connect to all the other trees, regardless if they are the same or different, and that there is a communication, a conversation going on 24 hours a day. Let's take it to our human clock, shall we? 24 hours a day in our human clock, there's conversation within Mother Earth happening. But let's triple and quadruple that. Let's increase that. What does that mean? It means that the reason that Mother Earth has the ability to create more than one tree, more than one blade of grass, the ability to foster, nurture, and give birth to flowers that return and new flowers that join them, waters and sky, et cetera, that all has to do with a network of consciousness, awareness, of spirituality and of light and a love greater than any toxicity can take away that is present within Mother Earth's literal cellular body. What are the cells of Mother Earth's body? You can look into a rock and take it all the way down to the first point that was present before it was literally, let's say, a grain of sand or a clump of dirt, or underneath water, then the water removed, and therefore that which was once underwater became a rock, but with a story, a rock with a heart, and a rock with many voices, and the opportunity to speak that story to anyone that is willing to hear it through their heart and not let their mind talk them out of it. And so whether it is the form of rock or tree or water or sand, anything that is organic to Mother Earth has and continues to communicate nonstop, because that is where life for Mother Earth, and what I have witnessed, and this is not in any way, shape, or form, and never, none of what I share in Awakening Matters is ever meant to replace anyone else's truth. It's to share my own, and if it aligns with yours, wonderful, and if it doesn't, then make your own truth your own. But what I have witnessed is that Mother Earth is able to sustain to the degree that is possible through the healing of it. So it's not unlike. So Mother Earth to me is a living, breathing being and endless in her capacity to support life. Endless. To the degree that humanity does not destroy it, toxify it, kill it with harmful and long-lasting toxicity. And I say that because the animal kingdom, the insect kingdom, nature itself doesn't necessarily toxify itself. It has toxic substances, but they're there for reason and purpose. And so the hope is that we would come to Earth and leave it better than we found it. And so being Earth Day, I celebrate Mother Earth. I celebrate Earth in gratitude beyond words, not only for the presence of so much love coming from the core of Mother Earth, but also for the opportunity to experience everything from the bee today in my garage that I was able to pick up and take outside, give it water. And I know, no question, and I thank those people on bended knee that there are people out there doing so much more. And I'm doing what I can in my corner of the world. Let us not look to only big executions of movement to represent the heart and to represent transformation and to represent alignment to Earth. Let us not overlook the small moments from picking up a bee and putting it back on a plant and giving it water. And I'm so thankful that I was there to not only witness that, but to witness the bee receive what it needed, and then to literally turn and look at me, and to look at me, and for my awareness and my ability to be mindful and heartful, to be so grateful that that form of a bee, not only was I able to help it, but that it turned and looked at me, and there was a connection. And so I want to talk about connection to Earth. And the bee flew off and is having its journey. And I was in gratitude. I was in gratitude. Connection to me, again, never replacing your own truth, but if it resonates, then lean into it. But connection for me is about the opportunity to be present for whatever moment, and since it is Earth Day, let's talk about being present with Earth, nature. And so being present with Earth and nature means small steps, large steps if needed, and in gratitude to those who are able to take those large steps, and gratitude to those who are able to take small steps. But to be fully present in those steps and to see what is needed in the corner of a backyard, in the corner of a lake bed, in the corner of a forest tasks, whatever it is, the smallest of tasks to the largest of heart-centered clarity, that being present and mindful is also about creating change where you can, being the change you want to see. And I know that has been used, that statement has been used probably too much in the world. However, be the change you want to see. And what I mean by that is energetically and vibrationally become the change you want to see. What is that? Sometimes it's insurmountable to look at Earth, the Earth plane, and say, there's too much. How can we do it all? How can we heal it all? How can we transmute it all? How can we help it all? It becomes too much. And not just in regards to Earth, but in regards to your own life or in regards to what's happening in the world. And I say to you, your ability to participate in change far beyond you and for generations to come means looking at right where you stand and what can you do in that present state. To be present, to be mindful, to be heart-centered is to communicate with the nature around you. And again, if it's in your own backyard, your park, the forest, the ocean, communicate. And what do I mean communicate? A lot of people can be like, what do you mean? Talk to the sand, talk to the, do it in any way that resonates with you. I go to my heart center and I communicate because I feel the presence of the consciousness of Mother Earth within all of nature. And so there is a consciousness, a being to me, only to me, if you will, not telling everyone else to do that. If it resonates with you, then go with your heart center and your eyes closed and ask that plant, what do you need? What can I give you today? How can I give back to you from all that's been taken from you, Mother Earth? How can I represent a body of work that is not only loving, but mindful and in balance and kind to create balance as much as possible in my own surroundings? So often I hear clients talking about creating healing, creating balance, and helping others, which I celebrate, and then they come home to utter and complete chaos. And so I say to them, you step, often stepping outside of oneself and going to help another is not only beautiful, but it gives the person an opportunity that has left their chaos to experience, if they are in awareness of it, that they can make a change like that, which their own life, home, or environment calls for, that they can do that because they've now done that with or for somebody else. And so when they come home, can they, maybe the next day, maybe they come home tired, but can they start one corner at a time? Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I say on this Earth Day celebration that we all become the change makers that we want to see in the world. And when we become those change makers within ourselves and our own environment, whether that starts in your home, whether that starts within your own body, whether that starts with you shifting from, I'm not going to treat myself like that anymore, I'm going to start treating myself in a loving manner. And I will always say to you, before you can clean up the space around you, even in your home, clean up the space within you. As an example, if you're going to attempt to clean up a part of your yard, but it's not, you feel more comfortable, maybe you feel more worthy offering that to somebody else instead of yourself. And then you come home and you say, you know, I want to do that for myself. And so you go outside. Let it be an experience if you want it. Let it. But is the possibility there? Yes, it is. For it to be an experience, for you, where you sit in that corner, as an example, of your yard, as an example again, and you see in that chaos of the yard, I don't know, leaves that need to be raked, overgrown things that are taking over the life of other things, dry dirt that needs to be watered, whatever it is. And then if you want to have an experience with yourself, to go within. Have I watered myself? Have I addressed parts of me that are seeking peace, love, respect, and unity? Have I offered myself? It's not about people outside of you. It's about, have I offered myself the peace, the love, the respect, the unity, the worth that I'm about to create in this little corner? And if you haven't, then sometimes creating just a little corner within your mind and your heart about one aspect you want to change, one aspect only, because sometimes to change the entire garden within you feels overwhelming. To change the entire landscape within you can feel overwhelming. And so you start with one corner. And that corner could be, instead of telling myself I am not good enough or something that I want is not going to happen, I'm going to shift to my positive thoughts and tell myself, I am worthy. I am loved. I am the peace that I seek. And repeat that to yourself all day so that you're not only tending to an outside garden, but that you've tended to your own. And that's what I'm getting at, is there is no disconnect. Everything that is present on the earth plane is a part of you, and you are a part of it. What is the beauty of that? The beauty of that is, do you need some power? Do you need some inner strength? Do you need inner clarity? And even most importantly, do you need healing? Close your eyes, breathe it in, and literally reach out to what I would call Mother Ocean. Use your own words. And if it resonates, and if it doesn't, don't do it. But if it does resonate, close your eyes, reach out to Mother Ocean. And remember, the ocean water transmutes energy, cleans it, literally. And so if you are creating a moment you want to reach into, as an example, I call upon, and you can use your own words, but mine would be, I call upon the consciousness of all living water, and I offer the clarity of my heart, and I give gratitude that you are present, whether you are lakes, oceans, wherever you are, that you are cleaned, that you are transmuted, and that you are rebalanced, and that you are regenerating life force. And now I ask that that life force be offered to my life in this way, and then make a list. Make a list. It can be as short or as long as you desire, because you're talking to the consciousness of all the water that covers Mother Earth, as well as the water that is inside of Mother Earth. So you're talking about a lot of power, but you always want to give something to receive something. Even if it is, as you just heard me saying, may your waters be transmuted in the highest vibrational frequency of light, and let all toxicity literally be transformed into clarity of your waters. So that offering, that hope, that intention is being sent to all of the waters around Mother Earth. And then you call forth the power, and I say power because water is power, and I'm using it as an example, but water is power, and so it can move mountains quite literally. And so using that as an example, that is how you create a bridge from what you desire and who you are and how you are and what you desire to experience in your world or your life or within your health, that you call forth the aspects of Mother Earth's body of work to assist you. But I'll tell you something. When you have a moment between, I don't care what it is, it's your moment, but when you have, I'll speak of my own. When I have a moment between myself and Mother Nature, it's outside of time. There is no clock ticking. It's transformative. I move outside of a construct of time, even place, and I am at one with that bee. That bee is me, and I am the bee, and the gratitude is what connects us. Whether it is a leaf or a plant or a tree that I'm watering or checking on, I again am transported outside of time and space, and I am at one with that which I am focusing on, and which in turn is aware that I'm focusing on it, and I'm aware of that presence. And so I say to you, please know that even if you are unable to hear it, see it, or feel it, you are being loved. You are being seen. You are being acknowledged. Everything that surrounds you is aware of you. And so if in your life you are not aware of yourself because there's no one in it, look around your environment. And if you don't like your environment, look around at the nature beyond your environment and know that there, within that consciousness, you are being seen, acknowledged, and absolutely worthy of being alive, because there is sacredness within it all, and it moves through us and back to itself and back to you. Today, when I helped that bee get there, it wasn't about anything about, oh, look, I helped you. No, It was about, oh my gosh, what can I do for you? And then me remaining present for that moment that I didn't even know was coming, for that bee to stop and look at me, and for me to look at it, and all time fell away. Everything around me fell away, and all that existed in that moment, timeless, ageless, and forever, was the awareness and the consciousness of that bee and myself as one. And in that moment, anything that was not love was not present. And so I say to you that I share with you on Awakening Matters moments of my life and experiences that impact me. And I do that because there is an opportunity to recognize that within you, your ability to hear, to speak, your ability to feel, that one thing is very clear. Mother Nature, Earth Plane, and all the beings upon her, often to humanity, are silent. But I'm here to tell you, and I have to get used to it, there's no silence going on. There is no silence going on within Mother Earth or upon her. There are conversations, communications, heartbeats flowing here and there of life force. And again, I'll do our human clock, 24/7. There is sound, vibration, communication, dialogue, heart center, survival, love. And it all has sound. Not sound that, I'm used to it, but I'm saying not sound that you would be looking for or that you would even recognize. But there is sound. And that sound is often at a different octave, at a different frequency and vibration. However, can you hear it? Yes, you can. If you want to, and there's no problem with not wanting to, but if you want to, you can hear it. You can literally say in your own words, But as an example, I want to hear the voice of Mother Nature. I want to hear the voice of Earth and all of her being. And so I want to calibrate my being. So your body or your hearing, you calibrate myself to the vibrational language of Mother Earth and all her beings, or my vibrational frequency, or my whatever words you use, there are no wrong words. So Mother Earth has a frequency. She has sound. She has vibrations. She has communication. And you have an opportunity, if you want to tune into that and hear it. Why? Why would you? Well, I'm fascinated by all that communication and consciousness and interactive, all present at one time, not spread out. Like, as an example, Mother Nature in no way, shape, or form says, okay, all the waves on the west end don't move until the waves on the east end are done. Okay, now go. So it's like everything is happening at one time. And really, all we have is the present moment. And why I say that is because in this present moment, everything is possible. In this very present moment that I'm talking to you in, that I'm talking to myself in, there is a plant, a flower, an insect, an animal, a weather system. All of that is getting ready to make a big sound and come forth. Not on your stage of your life, but I'll tell you something. If an insect colony or what have you is about ready to come forth or to create its body of work, where is that being heard and felt? What word do you want to use? You decide. Where in you, in your heart, your mind and your soul, do you feel heard, seen? Is it by other people? Well, I can pretty much bet that if there's an insect colony that's about ready to present its masterpiece, then those insects are aware of the other insects. So there's maybe there's that for you. Or are you contemplating the fact that your mind, your heart, and your soul can be heard by the entire universe? Same thing. That insect is not in any way, shape, or form insignificant to the entire universe. In fact, it has reason and purpose for being and can be heard and seen by everything that is heard and seen, even if humanity doesn't think it matters, could care less, is focused on other things. There is life force everywhere on Earth that is busy having its journey and doing what it came here to do and to participate, to breathe, to be heard, to make sound, to feel, to struggle. I saw a video the other day of ants, a real close-up. This video was an extreme close-up of ants. And these ants were creating with their own bodies a bridge from a mound of dirt onto another mound of dirt, but they weren't attached. And so these ants created a bridge with their bodies, and they walked over each other, and literally their hands were helping one after the other, get up there, get up there, get up there. And when the very last one used that bridge, there was one ant left, and it was standing there reaching up, literally with its hands. Reaching up like, hey, hello. I mean, right. it might not have been saying, hey, hello, probably not. Maybe it was saying something stronger than that. But either way, his hand was reaching up, and I was like, look at that. Look at that. What matters? What we think matters are the matters that are present for us. Whatever is mattering in your life, but there is also on the earth plane, and we are a part of that, but we are not all of that. In fact, we could be considered as tiny as the ant. And maybe in some regards, not so useful. And in other regards, very useful. So I say to you on this day, as we move forward, that if in any way, shape, or form, in your human life, you don't feel seen, you don't feel heard, you don't think you matter, you're in a process of healing from whatever you're healing from, please remember and never forget that you are part of a network of life force, that you are a part of it. You are not greater than, you are not lesser than, you are a part of it. And therefore, you are a part of the family, if you will, on Mother Earth or on the earth, however you want to contemplate it. And to some, I'm sure, with complete clarity, for them to take time to focus on a leaf or an ant or a mound of dirt seems preposterous, seems like a waste of time, seems almost 10 steps back. And I say to you, to whoever that is and wherever you are in your walk of life, It's not about the ant. It's not about the dirt. It's not even about the bee. It's about you. It's about you. It's about you stopping to take a moment to breathe in the recognition and the realization that you are a part of everything that is, and maybe, just maybe, that will heal you, bring you calm, and all of a sudden you're taking a deep breath for the first time in weeks. It's about you remembering who you are and why you are. And then continuing your journey. Maybe you have to sit. You don't have to do anything, but you have to sit with the ant and see it looking at you. No, that was my experience that I'm sharing with you. And whew, what an experience it was. However, have the experience of knowing yourself outside of the titles that other people know you in. Because that is where you are held. What do I mean? Knowing yourself outside of the titles of how other people know you means that you are connecting with pure life force, aware of itself, and that life force within you is the same life force that gives life to everything that exists upon Mother Earth and within her. Those things known to you and unknown to you. Unknown to you. And so to feel, I hope everyone, this is just my hope, doesn't have to be anyone else's, everyone has that experience of touching that life force within them, the same life force that creates all that is. And so on this day, I say to you that if you need healing, go to the trees, go to Mother Earth, give thanks, gratitude to whatever. And by the way, if you need healing and you're getting medicine, or you're in a severe, or somebody you love is in a severe health issue, give thanks as well for the medicine that you are getting or that they are getting. And then allow yourself to receive. So offer and then receive that which you are seeking. Is it clarity? Is it power? Is it healing? Is it connection? Communication? Is it literally just peace and quietness, stillness? Is it really getting to know who you are and falling deeply into love with yourself to the degree and point where it no longer affects you who likes you, loves you, why, and why not? Because you are so full of clarity and peace. And that is possible. That is absolutely possible. And so I say to you, I cannot emphasize enough the knowing that we are part of something on this plane of demonstration, on this earth, on this Mother Earth, on this day of celebration of Mother Earth, or Earth Day. And all of it represents, to me, the gratitude of being able to have this experience, the gratitude of being able to have the Earth experience. And then to do what you can in your corner of your yard, your corner of your world, your corner of yourself. Tend to your own inner garden. Give to yourself what you might offer another that needs help first, so that when you do give to another, you are coming from a place of fullness, a place of wholeness, a place of calm, and most importantly, a place of peace, because you dwell in your own knowing. And there is peace there. And so I send you all so much light and so much love and blessings upon blessings. And I say to you, you are not alone, and you are part of a network of life form within, around, upon, and beyond Mother Earth. And so it is. And so next time, blessings. Bye for now. Thank you.